Lesson 10D, Exercise 2. Getting ahead. Professional sports people will go to extraordinary lengths to gain an edge over their rivals. Increasingly, this means using a bizarre selection of performance-enhancing tools to boost their speed, strength, and stamina. But for those who want to emulate the pros and boost their performance, what really works? 1. Cashew nuts.
Kelly Holmes, Britain's double Olympic gold medalist, said cashew nuts were her secret weapon in warding off fatigue at the Athens Olympics. "Cashew nuts are my little secret," she said, adding that they helped to boost her powers of recovery so she was fully primed for her next race. A 50-gram serving of cashews provides one-fifth of a woman's daily iron requirements and around one-tenth of a man's zinc needs.
Expert verdict.
All nuts are a rich source of dietary protein needed to enhance the recovery process of muscles after intense activity, says Jeanette Crosland, consultant dietitian to the British Olympic Association. Nuts also provide carbohydrate and essential minerals, including potassium lost in sweat, which makes them a very useful post-exercise snack.
2. Ice baths.
Taking a dip in a bathtub filled with ice-cold water is among the most fashionable therapies in sport at the moment. Believed to alleviate muscle soreness and tissue swelling that occur after hard exercise, it speeds up recovery. Some England rugby players have taken the obsession to extremes by visiting a cryotherapy chamber, essentially a human deep freeze, at an Olympic training centre in Poland. They spend 4 minutes shivering at minus 120 to 160 degrees Celsius.
Expert verdict.
Ice obviously cools the area it is applied to. Once the body senses the drop in temperature, it sends more blood to the area, which boosts circulation and speeds up healing, says sports physiotherapist Jill Hendry. Sometimes tiny tears occur to muscle fibres and ligaments after a hard workout, and ice can help to heal them.
3. Fancy contact lenses.
Developed over 8 years, the MaxSight contact lens is designed specifically to improve the sharpness of an athlete's vision. The lenses are currently being tested by AC Milan players and use what the developers call light architecture optics to filter specific wavelengths of light in order to enhance key visual elements, such as a ball, at the same time as reducing sun glare. A vision consultant developed amber lenses for tennis, football and rugby, or grey for running, cricket and golf, which, according to the marketing literature, makes the eye look competitive, i.e. freaks out your opponents.
Expert verdict.
They have been approved by America's Food and Drug Administration for daily wear to correct short and long-sightedness. They could offer an advantage over normal lenses for sport by reducing the glare of light and sun, says Louise Sutton, principal lecturer in health and exercise science at Leeds Metropolitan University.
4. Nasal strips.
They look like sticking plasters and were developed to help people with health problems like excessive snoring. But in recent years, Breathe Right nasal strips have gained in popularity among sports people who believe that they improve airflow through the nose and into the lungs. They can often be seen worn by professional footballers and other athletes.
Expert verdict.
Although we breathe mainly through our nose when resting, during exercise, when we begin breathing harder, the air coming in is predominantly supplied via the mouth, says Sutton. It may improve airflow through the nasal passages, but there is no evidence that it reaches the lungs and boosts performance.
5. low oxygen tent.
Exposure to thin, mountain air has long been known to benefit competitors in endurance events like cycling, running, and triathlons because it helps the body to adapt to using oxygen more efficiently. A 5-year study by the US Olympic Committee confirmed that people who live at high altitude and train for sport at low altitude perform better. Manufacturers have now developed hypoxic, low oxygen, tents to simulate this effect.
Expert verdict.
Stephen Day, an exercise physiologist at Staffordshire University, carried out tests on elite runners to see how effective sleeping in a low oxygen tent can be. We assessed numerous parameters and found that one elite athlete's aerobic capacity improved by a massive 30% during several months of sleeping in a low oxygen tent, he says.